This is VOA News.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States is boosting efforts to evacuate more Afghan refugees, citing increasing Taliban violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Until now, the State Department planned to bring to America Afghans who worked directly for the U.S. government. It's now creating another category for those who did not, but may be at risk due to U.S. affiliation. That would include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations, aid and development agencies, and other relief groups that get U.S. funding, among others. The department says it'll give many thousands of Afghans and their immediate families the chance to permanently resettle in the U.S., though it's not saying exactly how many. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States and Britain said Monday the Taliban may have committed war crimes, accusing the insurgents of massacring civilians in a town on the border with Pakistan. They say the Taliban massacred dozens of civilians in revenge killings in Kandahar. The embassies of Washington and London said in separate tweets, the murders, quote, must be investigated and those Taliban fighters or commanders responsible held accountable, end quote. Russia's ambassador to the United States said Washington had asked 24 Russian diplomats to leave the country by September 3rd after their visas expired. Anatoly Antonov did not say whether the U.S. request was prompted by any particular dispute, and there was no immediate comment from Washington. He said in a magazine interview published Sunday, quote, almost all of them will leave without replacements because Washington has abruptly tightened visa issuing procedures, end quote. This is VOA.